This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The Chinese government is urging other countries to oppose U.S. tariffs. We'll have more from StoneX right after this.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
China seems to be digging in for the long term and looking for allies. Arlen Suderman, chief commodities economist for StoneX, said the Chinese government released a video this past week urging other countries to stand up against the U.S.
So the administration has been developing a ESA work plan, which was mandated by court order for EPA to expedite their compliance with the Endangered Species Act in terms of pesticide registration. So they have been releasing these strategies to comply with the Endangered Species Act by classes of pesticides.
Suderman said China sees the U.S. negotiating with so many countries as a direct threat to their economy.
It could impact farmers and ranchers as chemistries are being reviewed by EPA. They will pull from this strategy, this document, to potentially apply new mitigation measures to pesticide applications based on their chemistry. The good news is that we won't see these new requirements immediately.
However, Suderman said he still doesn't expect to see an agreement with China anytime soon.
Xi Jinping is the one who has the courage to stand up to America. And so a sense of nationalism is very strong in China right now. And Xi Jinping's popularity is very high. And so if he negotiates, he risks looking weak in doing so. And so that also is incentive for him not to negotiate. So I don't expect an agreement with China anytime soon. A little bit sobering related to that, USDA currently projects ending stocks of soybeans in China at 44 million metric tons. That's surplus supplies. That's nearly twice what they bought from us this year.
For the World of Agriculture, right here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.